time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Sundays are kind of a special day reserved for quiet time for Mrs. Jones and myself. We start the day with a small ride with our coffee over to the T in Samoa, drive down to the North Jetty and back, and get our fuel for the week and my Sunday newspapers. And with those papers, I retire to the couch to read the local Time Standard and the San Francisco Chronicle. Takes me about an hour and a half to polish off the good stuff, and if I get interrupted by the smell of breakfast, I put some of those papers aside for a little later reading. Well, I found one of those articles I wanted to read the other day, and it went all the way back to October of last year. It brought up all kinds of memories. Memories of when we took a couple of the boys down to see a Giants game in San Francisco. One of those boys had just recently been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Now, this son had forgotten his insulin at home, and we only discovered it as we rolled across the bridge of the Golden Gate. We made a connection with our pharmacy in town, and they made a connection with a pharmacy in San Francisco. With familiarity, we traveled to this Walgreens at the corner of Van Ness and Mission. Without that connection and easy access, our son may have had a terrible time of it. My reference to this particular nationally known drugstore and sundries was really about the closing of that same Walgreens on Van Ness Avenue. Why, you might ask? One word. Thievery. The store had been getting ripped off to the tune of $1,000 a day for months and months. And the clerks can do nothing, as the company policy won't allow them to get involved for fear of injury or getting sued. Having another son who worked at the CVS in Arcata as the general manager, he basically quit a couple of years because even though he was making really good money, he could no longer tolerate the daily pilfering by slugs and creeps. The closing of this Walgreens location was the seventh such closing since 2019. They thought of hiring security, but the cost wouldn't be worth it. Now, why am I worried about the big city? We're headed that way, too. My particular pharmacy here in Eureka now has a security person, and I've seen him in action. My point is that here in Eureka, with our catch-and-release system, we just seem to be forgetting when these laws hit the ballot, we really need to start voting better. We need to make sure this is on our agendas as well when it comes to needle exchange, the camping ordinance, which bravo to the city council, and the whole lot of things that propels these thieves in their ripping us all off. The only thing I found amusing about the whole thing was when a homeless dude wearing a virus mask strolled into the Walgreens and emptied out two shelves of snacks in a bag and walked right out the store, upon which the clerk jokingly asked, "Sure you don't want a drink with that?" This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.